Good evening. Y'all are very prompt this evening, so we're going to get started right on time. So we're going to start out singing a hymn together entitled One Day. It's 103 in your hymn books, or you can follow along up here on the screen with us. And if you can stand, please stand with us to sing One Day When Heaven. With a word of prayer.
You're dying for us and for our sins, Lord, for your love for us is so great, Lord. We thank you and we celebrate this time and season in our lives, Lord, and pray that you'll minister to us tonight, Lord, through your word and through your song. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Glad to have you with us here tonight. This is not our normal evening service. We do have a normal, most Sundays we have a 6 o'clock evening service. It is not the same as Sunday morning. They are different, so you might want to come to both. But tonight is kind of special. It is Resurrection Sunday, and we are celebrating with kind of an informal concert this evening. And so we appreciate everybody that's prepared and all of you that have come this evening to worship the Lord and celebrate His resurrection with us this evening. So, do have a few announcements from the bulletin. So don't forget about Wednesday Joy Club for the kids, and then the 11 o'clock Bible study on Thursday. Missions Conference on April 20th and 21st, that begins with International Supper on Saturday. So that's a little bit out of the norm. So you might want to get that on your calendar so you don't miss it. And if you would, bring some food with you. It's an international, I don't know what if there's no food, okay? Plan for that if you would, and then all the services on Sunday. And then we have a Spring Church picnic on May the 5th. Trying to get that in before it gets unbearably hot. And so we've got a lot going on in March and April. So so we're planning that on May the 5th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. So take note of the birthdays in there, and please keep the Espinels in your prayers, our missionaries of the month. So from here on out, we have a bunch of specials. We are going to sing another congregational near the end, Because He Lives. You may recognize that, and you're going to get a chance to sing with us. But it's going to be a while before we get to that because we have several specials. And so because this is not as formal as our Christmas concert, I will announce who is coming up next, and then they can come on up, and we will enjoy the evening together of some beautiful music and praise of our Savior Jesus Christ. So we are going to start this evening with the ensemble singing "The Stone Is Rolled Away." So if you're in the ensemble, come, that's your cue, come on up, and we're going to sing a song entitled "The Stone Is Rolled Away."
Placed him, their faith and hope seemed but
Next, David and Emily will be playing When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. There's two different tunes for that song, and so they're going to be playing both of them. They're both beautiful. So Ian's going to come at this time to sing 10,000 Angels.
Set him free. He could. nailed him to the cross. His mother stood nearby. He said, "Woman, behold thy son." He cried, "I thirst for water," but they gave him none to drink. Then the sinful work of man was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called
'At this time, we have a guest. I understand Pam used to go here a little while ago.
Just a few years. Two or three when I was 19.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, glad to have you back. It's not been too long. And she's here visiting Brother Ralph along with her friend Kathy, and she's going to sing something for us on the piano.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see. Tie me down. can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and say I'm dead and gone, but you will see that you were wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one, 'cause I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back.
Now it's my turn. This is entitled, I Should Have Been Crucified.
I was guilty with nothing to say, and they were coming to take me away, when a voice from heaven was heard that said, let him go, take me instead. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Crown of thorns, the spear deep in his side, all the pain, it should have been mine. Those rusty nails were meant for me, yet Christ took them and let me go free. And I should have been crucified.
And now Joshua is going to play Lamb of Glory on the trumpet for us. Thank you. right. At this time, if Dan will come on up, we are going to play together. There is power in blood. We've been talking a lot about his death and his blood, but we're celebrating his what? His resurrection today as well. So go ahead, Dan.
Jesus, my Lord. up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death, death cannot keep his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
I wish I had that falsetto. I'm glad Dan does. Now at this time, Dave and Josh are going to be playing "I Sing the Mighty Power of God." What a greater expression of the mighty power of God than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So. Come in on Easter and play Easter songs for them, so we don't have to pay them. They're kind of stuck here with me, seeing they're my sons. But we're glad to, we're so blessed. And David's going to play now. Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Thank you.
here, if you would. And so Christ is risen from the dead. He's crowned King of Kings. And what are we to do? Bow the knee in worship to our Lord. Uh-oh, I'm stuck. Come on, Dave, a little closer to Mike. There you go. All right, we're going to be singing Be Thou My Vision.
Day. Yeah.
That's going to be singing "What a Day That Will Be," and all because of what Jesus did for us, we're looking forward to that day.
Where was I standing?
I was down here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Day that will be.
Amen. I'm going to sing a song entitled In Christ Alone. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. In life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns. The power of Christ I stand. And if you'll look up to the screen, you've been waiting a while to sing again. So now it's your turn. We're going to sing Because He Lives. So if you can stand to sing with me, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow.
To my heart.
Amen. Have a seat. No, I'm not going to preach a sermon, but I did want to read a few verses. I just can't let you go without reading a few verses of Scripture this evening. The Apostle Paul saw the resurrected Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and he called him to be the apostle to the Gentile world. And so he and Silas and he and Barnabas and he and others traveled throughout Asia Minor, the Middle East, and Europe, taking the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many places Paul went, he was treated poorly. Christ said, don't be surprised if they hate you because they hated me before they hated you. And some received the gospel and some were saved and church were planted, but often, eventually, Paul was run out of town or thrown in prison or beaten and so forth and so on. In the city of Philippi, when he was there in Acts chapter 16, he was beaten and thrown in prison. In verse 25, it says this, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They were prisoners themselves. They'd been beaten and chained, and I'm sure they were in terrible pain. But what did they do? They turned that pain into praise. As we have done this evening, from the comfort of our church, they did in a jail cell, when they sang praises to their risen Lord. And others heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. If you were the jail keeper back in those days and you lost your prisoners, well, that was the end of your life. That was the result. And so he was going to take care of it himself. But verse 28, Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, the prison guard, and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The living Savior, the one who came up from that grave, the one who ascended up into heaven, the one who called Paul on the road to Damascus to preach the gospel, the one who saves all who come to him in faith, the one who brought an earthquake and opened all the jail cells that night, that prison guard had been listening to their songs, been listening to their testimonies. And he knew that they had something he desperately needed, and that something is a person, a someone, and that is Jesus Christ. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set a meal before them, rejoice, believing in God with all his house. The pagan Philippian jailer that night became a child of who? Of God, along with those in his household that believed also because of the praise and testimony of Paul and Silas. And the only thing I don't like about these beautiful, nice, comfortable buildings we have is that it's hard to get the outside in so that they can hear about our Lord and Savior. But as we leave this place this evening, we should be taking Jesus with us. And you don't have to just sing the praises of Jesus or talk about how wonderful he is inside these walls, but we ought to be talking about him and singing praises to his name before the world, so they, like this man, can know that there is a living, risen Savior who saves all who come to him in faith, who gave his life for us, and invites us to come to him, that we might have the opportunity to be the children of God and to serve the living Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd like to close this evening with this hymn, invitation hymn. It's called, I Gave My Life for Thee, and it's a reminder that Christ gave his life for us so that we might be saved and we might have the opportunity to bring glory to our God in heaven by our service to him. It's 375 in your hymn book, or you can just follow along up here on the screen. If you would, please stand with me to sing, "I Gave My Life for Thee, What Hast Thou Given for Me?" Close with that this evening. If you are unsure of your relationship with Jesus God, with Jesus Christ, please come see me after the service. I would love to share with you how you, this Resurrection Sunday, might come to know the resurrected Lord as your Lord and Savior also. I appreciate all those that came and sang and played. I think everybody did a marvelous job. So I think it would be okay to give them a hand. All right. Very good. So appreciate all the time that was put into that this evening. There was a good bit of that. So thank you very much to the praise and glory of the one who's given us life. I'd like to ask Brother Rick Enterline if he would close our service in a word of prayer.
Father, we cannot help but sing the praises of our great God and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for the reminder this day. This evening, of the fact that you did not stay in the tomb, you came back to life after 3 days there, just like you said, just like your word promised. And we worship you as we depart this service this evening, Lord. Please help us to be faithful witnesses for you during this coming week, in this coming year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.